This is the Awakening Podcast with Michael Kaminsky.
Welcome to The Awakening with Michael Kaminsky, a brand new, well, it's not really brand new, podcast. It's not brand new. It's brand new to a lot of people because they haven't listened to it, so it's brand new to them. Is it brand new to you? I don't think it is, but because a lot of people have listened to this, and thank you, my friend, thank you for listening to this podcast. Yep, I'm here, my friends. I am here, and guess what? I am still standing, which goes with this podcast episode. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, God. Thank you for this beautiful day that you've given to us. Thank you for the listeners that are listening to this current podcast episode. God has been so faithful and so good. But, yeah. So, I'm going to talk about standing still. And I'm still standing, Matt. Shoot. Let you know that for sure. So, I want to open this podcast up like I normally do. I try to open it in prayer and for the Holy Spirit to anoint me in this podcast right now, tonight, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for all the listeners that are listening to this podcast right now, at this very moment, wherever they are, Lord. Maybe they're in their car, maybe they're in the home, maybe they're at their job, maybe, I don't know where they're at, Lord, but you know where they're at, Jesus. And maybe there's listeners here that are listening to this podcast episode, God, that have never heard you, Father, never heard of you, God, and I pray that this podcast touches them, Lord. Touches their heart, God, that they will come to know you, Father God. And maybe there's some people that are listening to this that are going through a rough time and a hard time in their lives right now, and they need something to stand on. They need something in their faith to stand on so they can be solid. Maybe they're going through a storm in their life right now, Lord, but I know that you can help them through the storm. I also pray, God, that you anoint my mouth and everything that I am saying through this podcast, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity that you're giving me, Father God, to tell people about you, the good news, to good news it. Yeah. Holy Spirit, I welcome you here. Welcome you into this room that I'm doing this podcast in, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in right now. This is a personal thing of mine of what's going on in my life right now. I personally was in a car accident not that long ago, a couple months ago now, that you may have heard from the last episode that I talked about my story that was going on, where my wife and daughter were killed in a tragic car accident that we are in. And that episode is called God's Plan. I'm not saying that it was God's plan that that happened, but I'm just saying that God has a plan for every one of our lives. And there's a new story that is being written in my life. So if you haven't heard that episode, I encourage you to go back and really listen to that episode. And it'll kind of get you ready for this episode. What's going on with me. But yeah, I'm just saying, I just want to tell you a little story about me, some things about me and my life. I've had to really rely on God 90% of my life, practically. Well, I should say, I mean, I've had to really rely on God. Why am I saying 90%? But fully rely on God. Fully rely on God. The doctors told my mom that she would never be able to have children ever at all. But here I stand today to tell you that, hey, I'm here. Here I stand. I'm here. God had better plans. As well as my brother, Matt, as well, too. He is a miracle as well. A miracle child. Definitely. We're both miracle childs. M&M brothers, you know, you heard. I've gone through multiple different things in my life, different storms in my life. My wife and I were separated for 4 months. She wanted a divorce, and she had a restraining order against me, no contact order against me, fourth degree assault charges against me. But God helped me through the storm during that time of my life. And I stood still. I stood in that storm. And I was faithful. And I obeyed God during that time. I've had multiple different times where I almost died in different wrecks. But here I stand. Here I stand. I was also referred to Job, especially during the time when I was separated from my wife. I felt like I was him, pretty much. And what happened to Job is Job's family was taken away by a storm that knocked down his son's house. And his animals were stolen, along with a fire that killed all of his servants and his other animals that he had, I guess. And you know what? His wife said, curse God and die. But you know what? He didn't. He didn't. She was the one who actually died. But you know what? Job cursed the day of his birth and he didn't curse God. But you know what? God gave back Job his children back from the dead, and he gave him a new wife. Yep, that's what happened. That is what happened. And so sometimes I felt like during the time I was separated from my wife, I was like, I felt like her saying, curse God and die. But no, that's how I felt. But God brought us back together. Until just recently, she was killed in a tragic car accident along with my daughter who passed away. My wife died on impact. My daughter was on life support, and a few days later, she died during that time. And people were saying that, oh, you're like Job. You're like Job during this time. You're standing strong in your faith. I've had people even come up to me, even say to me, wow, I really respect you. Your story has really helped me. And I just recently had my counselor a couple weeks ago now tell me, hey, with your story, you need to be a speaker. You need to tell your story in person. You need to be an evangelist. And he said he really respects me for what I've gone through. And that really means something to me. And I thank you. I thank you. If you're listening right now, Mr. Counselor, God bless you. God bless you so much. But I'm talking to you on this I'm Still Standing. But you know what? You know what has to happen, because God has stolen stuff away from me. stolen stuff from you. You know what? God says that Satan has to restore what he has stolen, what Satan has stolen sevenfold. He has to restore it by seven times. He does. He really, really does. What Satan meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for his good and his glory. I believe that and I receive that. Definitely. He said maybe, you know, maybe you're walking through this situation where you're separated from your spouse right now. Maybe you are, like I was. During that time, I felt God saying to me and through me that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, that he was going to help me through the storm of my life. There's so many stories and so many things. And, you know, maybe this whole, for you, maybe this whole thing is a big process and you're scared and you have some fear about what's going to be going on and taking place, and fear, you let fear creep in and control your life. But you know what? Psalms 23 verse 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Did you hear that? That's like just walking through the storm. That's like walking through the fire. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Did you hear that? God is going to comfort you during the storm, during that times. Yeah, I'm reminded of when the disciples were on the boat, and Jesus was in it during the storm. During that storm, during the time, and Jesus was sleeping, and they were like, Master, Master, wake up. Wake up, bro. Wake up, bro. It was just a nightmare for them. They're like, what are we going to do? They let fear crept in. But yeah, you know what? They relied on God. They relied on Jesus to get them through that storm. The Bible says in Matthew 10:28, it says, this is what it says. Fear not them which kill the body, but are able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So you know what? God, edit that out. We must not fear man. We must not fear Satan. We must not fear the things that come our way. We must not fear the storm. We must not fear the flames. But we must fear God. That is, and he's going to help us walk through the flames. He's going to help us walk through the storm. Definitely. You know what? I want to read to you today. There's a brand new song that I just discovered yesterday, and currently it's my anthem. It is my anthem. And you ever heard of the singer? He wasn't considered a Christian singer, but you know, who cares? God made music, didn't he? Didn't he? God made music. But you know what? Satan turned it around for his pleasure to destroy music. And but there is an artist by the name of Scott Stapp. He used to be in the band of all things back in the early or the late 1990s to the early 2000s. And it used to be called Creed. He was the lead singer for the band called Creed. And if you remember that band, maybe you're pretty young listening to this. I don't know. Go back and listen to his music. Listen to the band Creed's music because it is spiritual and it's so awesome. And he used to sing the song, "Can you take me higher to a place with golden streets?" I can't sing that song very good, but God knows that, and he still loves me. Will you still love me? I can sing other songs, but that's a little high for me. Oh my goodness. I bet I could sing that better, but not right now. This is just a podcast. Come on, people. I'll record my own stuff later. Yeah, man. But this song is called Higher Power. These are the song lyrics for it. I'm not gonna read them all to you. But it says 40 feet down, falling headfirst off the edge without an angel, waking up to the sound of the living dead, alone with the devil. Life had forsaken me, left me alone to bleed. I was ready to meet my maker. The day I died was the day I came back to life. Now I am alive. I walked through the fire. I survived. I'm burning brighter, standing at the top of the world. I ain't coming down. Did you hear that? Did you guys hear that? He's standing at the top of the world and says, "I ain't coming down. I'm alive. I've become the fire, raising high. I am burning brighter." Whoa, did you hear that, guys? "I've became the fire, raising high. I am burning brighter." Wow. The day I climbed out of my darkest hour, I found my higher power. So good, Scott. So good, bro. So good. And you know what? You just gotta, maybe you're in this situation now like I was. Maybe you've had all these life experiences as well as I have. Maybe you've gone through the fire. You know, there's a story about Shane O'Mac, no. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I want to find that for you, so I'm going to find it for you. Yeah. All right, I'm going to read to you from Daniel chapter 3, actually. Let me get it up here. So this is about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What happened was King Nebuchadnezzar, he made an image of gold 60 cubits and si high and 6 cubits wide, and he sat up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then he summoned the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, magistrates, and all other provincial officials to come to the dedication of the image he had set up. He set up an image of himself, an idol, for people to worship them is what he did. Verse 3, so the satraps, prefects, governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all other provisional officials had assembled for dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before it. They heard loudly proclaimed, nations and peoples of every language, that is what you are commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all other kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into the blazing furnace, into the fire, basically. Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and all other kinds of music, all of the nations and peoples of every language fell down and worshiped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At this time, some astrologers came forth and denounced the Jews. And they said to King Nebuchadnezzar, May the king live forever. Your majesty has issued the decree that everyone who hears the sound of the flute, the horn, the zither, the lyre, the harp, pipe, and all other kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold. And everyone who does not fall down and worship will be thrown into the blazing furnace. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who paid no attention to you, your majesty. They serve your gods. They neither serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, so that the men were brought before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of the gold I have set up? Is it not true? Huh? Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good, very good. But if you do not worship, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But if he does not, we want you to know that your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace had to be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Did you hear that? 7 times, just as the amount as Satan has to pay back, actually. Just kind of weird, about 7 times in this, but. And commanded that some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men were wearing robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound into the blazing furnace. They were into the fire. The king's command was so urgent, and the furnace was so hot that the flames of fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement. He asked his advisors, "Weren't there three men that were tied up and thrown into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, your majesty." He said, "Look, I see a fourth man walking around in the fire, bound and unharmed. And the fourth looks like the Son of God." Nebuchadnezzar approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the stirrups, prefects, governors, and royal advisors crowded them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair on their heads singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of a fire on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel to rescue his servants. They trusted him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except for their own. Therefore, I declare that the people of any nation or language who say anything against Shadrach, the God of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, to be cut into pieces." Whoa! That's crazy. That's cray cray. "And their houses to be turned into piles of rubble." Wow. Dang, bro. "For no other God can save in this way." The king promoted Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego in the providence of Babylon. So that tells you right there that they walked through the fire. They literally did. They walked through the fire, and God was right there with them. And you know what? We must stand up and say, "You know what? I may have been through some battles. I may have been through this in my life, but you know what, Satan? Bro, you try to come at me. You try to do this to me. You try to put me in the furnace and let the flames burn me up. Bro, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I am. You've taken away this from me. You've taken away from that from me. But you know what? Nah, man. I'm still standing." What do you mean I'm still standing? What do you mean by that? Well, I'm physically still standing, of course. Of course, I'm still physically standing. But it doesn't mean just that. It means that I am still standing on the promise of God, even though all the crap I've gone through that Satan has put through in my life, I'm standing in my faith. I'm still standing on the promises of God. And you know what? There's an old hymn. It says, it's called "Standing on the Promises of God," actually. Some of the lyrics, one of the verses goes, "Standing on the promises of God that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God, I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. I want to read to you to this. This is kind of ending it with a close here. And this is called the Parable of the Wise and Foolish Builders. Matthew 7, 24 through 27 says, therefore, this is a parable. So this is a parable that Jesus taught. He said, therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Verse 25, the rain came down, the storms rose, and the winds blew and beat up against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. That's where we need to put our foundation, my friends. We need to build our rock solid on the foundation of Jesus Christ. But verse 26 goes on saying, it says, but anyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. You know what happens when you build a house on your sand? The rains will come down, the streams will rose, and the winds blew against and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. And that's probably my guess. That's probably how Job's sons, just a thought that I'm thinking of, that and maybe his actual physical house was built on the sand. I don't know. It's just an idea. And that's why his, when the storms came for his house, it crashed. And the rest of his family member died. Just a thought. But guys, I've been through so much crap in my life, so much things, and here I am. I'm proud to be here today and say to you, I'm still standing. And you can say the same thing. You just got to put your hope and your trust and your faith in God. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I ask that you share this podcast. I ask that you subscribe to this podcast so you can hear more episodes that are coming from me, and all that great stuff. Yeah, guys, so good, so awesome. I just want to end in prayer. God, thank you for this, Lord, this opportunity I get to share with these people, Father God, that are listening to this, Father God. God, I know there's people besides me that have gone through so much, Lord, even different things that may, even stronger things. Jesus, I thank you, God. I thank you for them. Maybe they're going through something right now that I don't even know, God. There's a couple people, a couple friends that I know, Lord, they're going through a hard time right now. They're being separated from their wives. A couple guys I know. Lord God, I pray into that situation. Jesus. God, let them walk through the fire, Lord. Let them walk through the fire and say, I'm still standing. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're gracious, God. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to stand above it all. that you'll never leave us or forsake us, God. And you have great things in store, Lord. Jesus. It's all your plan, Lord. Thank you. In your name, Lord. Amen. Well, thank you, my friends. Thank you for definitely tuning into this podcast episode. I will be definitely praying for you all who are going through this storm. Let me know. You can personally email me at mkubisky@icloud.com, and I'd love to pray for you. Until next time, remember, one God, one hope, one peace. Love you guys. God bless you all.
This has been another podcast of The Awakening Podcast with Michael Kubisky. Check out Michael's social media on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Michael Kubisky Ministries.